Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We're at the Henry Ford Health Pistons Performance Center. Pistons practicing right now, off to our right. And we expect to be joined by J.B. Bickerstaff in just over an hour's time. Trajan Langdon, the president of basketball operations, 12:30. Hear what he has to say about this team this season, about contract deadlines tonight, Malik Beasley, his situation. We got Champ and Chump votes. Gator, my champ of the weekend is Brian Jean-Marie, Michigan's linebacker coach. The linebackers really made the difference on Saturday. Cole Sullivan with a huge interception. Jimmy Roller had a team-high 8 tackles and an interception. Ernest Hausman, second on the team in tackles. So I went with their position coach as the champ of the weekend. Gator, your champ is?
I went with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, man hit 3 home runs in a single game. And, oh, by the way, he pitched. Mm-hmm. And threw 6 shutout innings, struck out 10, and that was the game that clinched the National League pennant for the Dodgers.
My chump of the weekend is the Giants up 18 in the fourth quarter. They give up that lead. The Broncos charge back and take a 30-26 lead. The Giants then proceed to score a late touchdown with 40 seconds to go and miss the extra point. So now they're up 32-30 with 40 seconds left. They allow the Broncos to go right down the field and kick a game-winning field goal to lose 33-32. The Giants, my chump of the weekend.
Yeah, my chump of the NFL. I'm just piggybacking off of what happened last week with the Lions and Chiefs game. It was bad enough they screwed things up and really made themselves look bad, and then they released the video, the teaser video on Twitch with Brian Branch stuff, and they totally threw him under the bus, and then they made matters even worse when they finally announced what the fines were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no fine for Juju Smith-Schuster. There was no fine for Patrick Mahomes, for the crackback block, and for the taunting, respectively. But two Lions were. You get Alex Anzalone, he gets fined, and one of the other players got fined as well for tripping, kicking, kneeing, or whatever the call was, unnecessary roughness with that.
So get your champ and chump votes in, 248-539-9797. Here's feedback coming in, and you can text us or call us, anything on your mind. Matt writes in, I am definitely nervous about tonight's game. Baker Mayfield is playing at an MVP level, and our secondary is depleted. Huge emphasis on the front 7, not just creating pressure, but also getting home and finishing the job. I don't want to see a game where we get a ton of pressure, but Baker constantly escapes and makes plays off schedule, as he is prone to doing. That said, I do think the Lions will get the job done, but it'll be much closer than people think. Well, I don't know what you think people think. I feel like everybody recognizes and is concerned about the injuries in the secondary.
100%. It's a problem to not have your starting 2 corners and to not have your starting 2 safeties. And the safeties are like, that's the heart of the defense, man, with both Joseph and Branch and what they do. Kirby Joseph is just a ball hawk. you know, the ball's up in the air and it's in danger of being picked off. It's probably going to get picked off by Kirby Joseph. So they're going to miss that. I think it's wise to keep him out based on what we saw last week when he left the game, did not look good, came back and he looked fine, but that just could be adrenaline or, you know, or a shot or whatever it was that happened there. But with the bye week coming up, it's the big picture with the Lions. And I think that's a good spot to be in. Mm-hmm. If the Lions now, you can look at the big picture instead of being each and every week is must win, must win, must win. It's not like that for this team. This team knows they're good. This team knows that they can win plenty of games. And if you have to rely on backup players from time to time, then you can go ahead and do that and still give yourself a chance to win. The defense is depleted. The offense might be at full speed tonight.
So the resume doesn't matter in the NFL. Everything's done strictly on record. They have a tie-breaking procedure that emphasizes head-to-head, and that's why this game is so big, Tampa and Detroit, given Tampa is 5-1, Detroit's 4-2 in a chase for the top spot in the NFC. But the Lions' resume doesn't have a win over a team like this. They certainly I don't doubt that they can beat the Kansas Cities and the Green Bays of the world, teams that they've lost to this year, but we haven't seen it yet this season. But the Lions don't look that dissimilar to the way they've looked the last 2 years. I'm comfortable in saying they're a good football team, whether they win this game or lose this game. I think something very interesting happens in the psychology of fans' minds, and where most people thought they were like 11-6, 12-5, 10-7, kind of that was a realistic expectation for this group. But then many of the same people get irate when they lose games during the season. And it's like, okay, how are they going to get to six losses without losing some games? And then you lose the ones that are most losable, kind of makes sense. I think it will help a lot for the panic farmers to win a game over a good opponent.
It will. And I think for me personally, what I'd like to see is, and it doesn't have to happen tonight, I don't know if it will or won't, but getting that running game going to the point where it's going for over 150 yards, mm-hmm. That's I'd love to see that. You know, if this team is able to run the ball for 150 yards, I feel like they win the game, you know, 95 times out of 100. Mm-hmm. And this team is absolutely capable of doing that. But can they do it consistently? That's a whole different ball game. And sometimes it can be tough sledding. And tonight I would imagine that Tampa is going to do what they want to do. They're going to try to do what they want to do, which is to try to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. But we'll see if they haven't been successful the last 2 years, as you pointed out. His last 20 carries against him, he's had like 150 yards. So that's good for Jahmyr Gibbs and good for the Lions.
7 yards a carry, 7+ yards a carry. Robert writes in, what many people aren't saying is the Bucs have also a very injured offense. Missing Bucky, Goodwin, and Ibuka. We'll see on Ibuka. Both battling hammies. So it's going to come down to who makes the less penalties and turnovers. Lions 42, Tampa 38. Well, that would be a shootout. From Jorge, Lions win 38-31. Lions D-line steps up to shut down a game-tying drive by Baker Mayfield. Michael writes in via Twitter, Tampa Bay 38-31. Mayfield is going to throw for over 350 yards. Evans is going to get over 150 plus yards and 2 touchdowns against that Lions secondary. From Lawrence, 38-31, Tampa, too many injuries on the back end to overcome. Josh says Lions 45, Buccaneers 40, no punts. Bucs outright outgain the Lions, but the Lions win the turnover battle and the game. From Jared in Ypsilanti, I deliver Amazon packages, and they told us the AWS was back up this morning, but they're going to be catching up for a few days. We have very short routes today, and supposedly tomorrow will be a very big day to recover. Hopefully it doesn't affect the turnout at the Lions game. People don't realize that system to verify the tickets is also impacted. The phone wallet app won't fix it. Maybe this shows us how Amazon owns too much and is a...
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Monopoly. Regarding this internet outage that a lot of people are experiencing today, my FanDuel account is definitely down, but my Ring app also went down. Is that part of the Amazon issue? Does anybody know? I don't. This game is going to be 53-51 Lions. I'm locking it in.
53-51. He's locked in.
I will take the under on 104 total points.
Well, sounds like he would take the over in the whatever the over-under total is and perhaps not the lines to cover.
Yeah. I don't want to miss out on people picking weird scores for tonight, so I'm picking the Lions to win 11-5.
That is a weird score. So would that be a score-agami?
Probably. Scott writes in, if you need to access your tickets, guys, just jailbreak it. It's free.
There we go.
Did you have any luck uploading your your parking pass?
No, I bailed on it 8 minutes ago, so we'll see. I'll try again in the break.
Okay. Yeah, if you haven't heard, there's a massive, massive issue with Amazon Web Services. It's affecting many people who have the digital tickets for tonight's game. Everybody who has digital tickets are completely cashless and over there. No paper in the building. So hopefully it all gets sorted out in plenty of time. All right, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we'll talk a little college football with Michigan and Michigan State and some Red Wings. But straight ahead, the president of basketball operations, Trajan Langdon. Questions for him includes what's going on with Malik Beasley. How about those contracts? 6 p.m. deadline. Otherwise, we could be looking at restricted free agency for Jalen Duren and Jaden Ivey. And the development of younger players. Some of the things to discuss. And you'll hear what Trajan Langdon had to say here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.